Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The cold front is here, and you sure can feel it. We have fallen into the 40s with a strong north wind. Look for scattered showers and storms throughout the afternoon. We have your traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s on News Radio 1080 KRLD. We begin your local midday update with new COVID-19 developments out of Dallas County. KRLD's Alan Skaya says the Commissioner's Court voted 4-1 today to extend the stay-at-home regulations through May 20th.
John Wiley Price was the only commissioner to vote no. That leaves the current stay-at-home order in place that keeps the restrictions in place on public gatherings. Dallas County's added 100 new cases of COVID-19 each the past 2 days. It is now at a total of 831. But Judge Clay Jenkins says the fact the number has not increased the past 2 days, just stayed the same with new cases each day, that could be a sign the spread is slowing down. Jenkins says everybody can still get outside, get some fresh air, and exercise even with this emergency in place. But he's still advising people to avoid spots that get crowded, like the Katy Trail. If you're walking or jogging down the trail, he says you're going to pass through dozens of people going the opposite direction, and that could lead to the virus spreading because you'll end up breathing droplets from everybody you pass.
That's just not safe, and we need to work on that. I'm asking people to walk and jog in their neighborhoods or in places that are less crowded than the parks.
Collin County reported 20 new cases this morning, bringing them to a total of 227. Tarrant County's now at 325. Denton County's at 254. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Two additional Dallas police officers have tested positive for coronavirus. That makes six members of the Dallas PD who have the virus. Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall says they have also quarantined 31 officers who came into contact with the infected officers.
It is important for us to isolate or quarantine those individuals very quickly who are exposed to them, and that has helped us to keep our numbers low as it compares to other cities around the country.
Chief Hall says she is relieved that the number of officers with the virus remains fairly low. A flow of cash is on the way to small businesses in North Texas at a time when they really need it. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Good news for small businesses devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. Starting today, business owners can apply for loans and grants under the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. It's part of the $2 trillion relief package signed into law last week.
It is an incentive to keep the small business workers on the payroll.
Nancy Hong is assistant director of the Carruth Institute for Entrepreneurship at SMU Cox. She says businesses need this help. The program is available through June 30th and allows businesses with under 500 employees to borrow money for payroll, rent, utilities, and other bills. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The U.S. employment numbers are in for March, and they did come in worse than expected. Companies across the nation cut 701,000 jobs last month, while the country's unemployment rate went up to 4.4%. Those figures are steeper than expected, since the March data was collected around the middle of the month when the coronavirus was first starting to spread. In Texas, more than 275,000 people filed for jobless benefits in the past week. That is 17 times the rate from the previous week. As the number of unemployed people rises in Texas, mental health professionals have advice for dealing with the situation. Tara Warner is a professional counselor and the former president of the Texas Mental Health Counselors Association.
And so being able to even take time to like grieve that and grieve any of this normalcy is important. But we also want to be able to kind of set limits on that so that we can look for good things as well.
Warner also suggests establishing structure in your day to stay busy and rely on friends and family for positive support. In Tarrant County, Judge Glenn Whitley will be talking with the county's mayors later today about a response to Hobby Lobby staying open despite the county's and the state's orders. Judge Whitley says stores can stay open without allowing customers inside.
If things can be ordered online or by phone and then come in and basically curbside pickup or no contact pickup, then from our perspective, we're okay.
Judge Whitley says the sooner everyone can comply with the shelter-in-place order, the sooner the pandemic will subside and the sooner life can return to normal. And just as people are getting used to social distancing, comes word that face masks could be the next thing.
Keeping yourself sane.
I think we're doing pretty good. Just keeping busy outside.
Is that what you're doing outside?
Yeah, just like in the backyard.
Others say they want more information about the safety the masks provide. A top person in the Trump administration says the wrong kind of mask could lead to a false sense of protection. Here at News Radio 1080 KRLD, we are working hard to make sure you stay connected right now. Get continuous coverage on air with the latest stories updated 24/7 at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.